It's going to take more than 5 years to clean up the toxic mess from the Tennessee coal ash disaster. Citizens there are worried about their long-term health. And for good cause, says Lisa Wadowski, an attorney with the Environmental Integrity Project and co-author of a new study on the effects of coal ash disposal.
This is not a small problem. We're talking about the second largest industrial waste stream in the country. So anywhere where there's coal being burned, there is coal ash, which is a big problem.
Her report is called In Harm's Way. It documents 39 coal ash dump sites in 21 states where water has been contaminated with arsenic and other heavy metals. Those toxins are linked to cancer, organ failure, and other serious health problems.
So we decided to go into public file rooms, get information about water discharges and groundwater monitoring straight out of public file rooms. We didn't fabricate anything. We just wanted EPA to see the data that was already in front of them to appreciate how serious of a problem this is.
The study was released in September to coincide with EPA hearings. Since then, Wadowski's group has added more cases, including those the agency had previously identified.
So now we're looking at 137 sites throughout the country where there has been this level of contamination. So this is not a small problem.
Coal-fired power plants generate half the nation's electricity. The combustion process also produces 130 million tons of coal ash waste. About 40% of that is recycled. The rest is stored in landfills, abandoned mines, or wet impoundments like the one that failed in Tennessee. But Lisa Wadowski notes there is no federal control over its disposal.
There are no federal regulations on coal ash at all. 20 states have no coal ash regulations at all, and that's just of the states that we've looked into so far. Among the ones that do have regulations, they're really a patchwork. Some states require groundwater monitoring. Some states require some form of corrective action. No state has the whole package.
The EPA has asked the public to comment on two regulatory options. One would label coal ash a hazardous waste, subject to federal rules. The other would have states regulate it like regular household trash. In his testimony at an EPA hearing in Crystal City, Virginia, Thomas Adams, executive director of the American Coal Ash Association, tells the panel of regulators that labeling the waste hazardous would do more harm than good to a $9 billion coal ash recycling industry.
In an effort to create disposal regulations, the EPA has created a serious potential threat to one of the most successful recycling stories of this generation.
Coal industry lobbyists like Jim Rower, executive director of the Utility Solid Waste Activities Group, agrees. He says coal ash, also known as fly ash, has been safely mixed into concrete, wallboard, road paving, vinyl tiles, and dozens of other products for decades, and relabeling it hazardous would kill efforts to recycle it responsibly.
Imagine if you had the option to buy a product that contains fly ash in it or something that doesn't contain fly ash in it. You'd likely not buy the material containing fly ash. We've already heard from state regulatory agencies that they actually have some laws in effect that if a material is otherwise a hazardous waste, it can't be beneficially used.
Rower says companies that sell those products are already feeling the pinch.
We've seen funding dry up for projects, recycling efforts. We've seen people refuse fly ash in concrete because of the potential that's going to be regulated as a hazardous waste by EPA.
Lisa Wadowski with the Environmental Integrity Project doesn't buy that argument. She says safely recycled coal ash would not be regulated by the new rule.
No regulation will apply at all to beneficial reuses. Therefore, approved beneficial reuses, which could include putting this stuff in roads or concrete, there would be no regulation on it at all. So that really wouldn't cost the states anything. They would be able to continue business as usual as long as the reuses that they're engaging in are safe.
But Jim Rower insists the stigma is real. He warns that federal controls would be costly to implement and raise utility rates for consumers. Lisa Wadowski says she's not waging an attack against coal and its beneficial reuses, but fighting for federally enforceable safeguards, disposal permits, water monitoring, pond liners, and transport controls to protect people and the environment.
Everyone will benefit from stronger regulation here. If we have safe communities, we'll have healthy workers and an abundant workforce.
Public hearings continue through November. EPA will consider the public testimony and is expected to make a final ruling within a year. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.